Frank Thomas. Frank Thomas has something he wants to talk to you about. Well, thank you. You know, here I am again with the calls. You know, when something comes along that I feel is very important and I feel so strongly about it, I push hard to get it done. And it's this song that Happy McKenzie and Patty Fister have written and are going to sing for you. And I think when you hear the song, then you will understand my feelings about this. And the song is self-explanatory, so please pay attention to it, and I know you're going to love it.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, folks. This is a song about this festival, about the feeling that we get in the air here, how magical it is.
About all you wonderful people who make this happen and all the wonderful musicians that make
yes.
it happen.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Did you hear Gamble Rogers playing that old melody, talking about the folks in Oklahoma? Did you hear him last night as the wind blew down the river,
the wind we call the spirit of the Swanee?
Did you hear Don Grooms singing about the patches on his jeans and talking about them Goulburn Winnebagoes? Did you hear him last night as the wind blew down the river,
the wind
we call the spirit of the Swanee? Every note that's played and every word that's said, every clap of your hands and every tear that's shed will mingle with the music and linger in the wind. The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee. Fister. Everyone who's come before us will add to our chorus to become somebody else's song and get caught up by the wind that rolls down the river, across the banks and through the trees. The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee. Did you hear Will McLean singing about the Okeechobee? And did it give you a chill when he said, blue waters run cold? Did you hear him last night as the wind blew down the river,
the wind we call the spirit of the Swanee?
The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee. The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee.
Thank you very much.
Thank clappity clap, clap. Ooh. Thank you, Florida Folk Festival, for a wonderful first year's anniversary party, Kate and Gus. I know who that is. That's Kate Taluga. I guess these are supposed to be anonymous, but this one's from me. The stage manager is Randy Van Oss, and he just does the nastiest stuff with a smile on his face and the best attitude. And to Kevin, congratulations on your debut at the Florida Folk Festival. I wonder who that could be. Now the rest of the world will see the music and magic that you have. Love, your sweet potato. Or is it your sweet potato? What do you think, your sweet potato or your sweet potato? I think everyone should have a sweet potato. By the way, how did you sign Baby Boomer? Oh, Maureen did it, that's right. How was it? Baby. The Greengrass Revival has been appearing at the Florida Folk Festival since 1972. They're based in Pinellas County, and the original members are Pete Gallagher, my sweet potato, Sandra Jameson, and Elon Shalford, are joined by banjo player Jack Piccolo. He's from Jacksonville. I know him, and he's one of my favorites, too. And guitarist Rayford Stark. They combine a bluegrass sound with original Florida songs and have been a Florida Folk Festival favorite for more than 25 years. We're lucky to have them. They're here. They're here tonight. I'm surprised they're not out on the stage right now. I'm not sure what I'm going to say if they don't show up before too long. Let's have a big hand for her. They sign that big hand.
I want to thank Happy and Patty for that great song that they did. Well, they're setting up our stage. That was tremendous. We're from the Tampa Bay area. We're proud to be here. We've been here just about every year for the last 25 years or so. We're going to do a couple special songs tonight. We want to honor a couple people. But we're going to start out. We want to get everybody livened up and having a good time. And we're going to bring Mr. Elan Chalford over here on the left, great fiddle player. And we're going to have him do a Bill Monroe song to open this up. And I really want everybody to get your hands together and help us with the beat. And as long as you're keeping that beat, he's going to play. Because all we have is time. Holler at those in dough, knew all the pin was ready to go. Late in the evening, about some down on the hill in a boat of town. Play fiddle, have a drink, you can hear it talk, you can hear it say. Soldiers joy. My God, he played the Boston Blues. My favorite ball was Janet Lynn. To me, that's where the fiddle began. Yeah, that's a man high hill above the town. Then Lord, have a ring. You can hear it talk. You can hear it say.
comes the sad part. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Penny passed away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow. Knew it was time to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, on the hill and above the town, and the lady fiddle on had a ring. He could hear it talk, he could hear it say.
I'll bring my guitar down just a little bit.
We'd like to do a special. I've been wanting to do this for the last 2 years. I think this is a good opportunity to give a little memorial to our good friend Chubby Wise. Chubby was a great Florida fiddle player, and we never ever got him. Thank you. Thank you. That's great. You know, he was the original bluegrass fiddler, I guess, and he... I don't believe we ever had him here because he had a commitment that always on this weekend for 30-some years, he could never make it over here. But I had the opportunity to have him several times at the Fire on the Swamp Festival down in Big Cypress, and he's just a great guy, and we were all sad when he passed away a couple years ago. But anyway, this is our tribute to Chubby Wise. Twinkle in his eye as the stubby fingers fly, rosin dust and beard, one before the bow. Lord, a lonesome whistle cries, morning fiddling Chubby Wise. Only angels now will ever see his show. From Peacock's Rag to Old Joe Clark, his music made the old dogs bark and set wild mountain fires in the sky. On a Sunday afternoon, from a blanket neath the moon, Chubby's fiddle brought to life the by and by. Though now the man is gone, his music travels on. Each time the orange blossom special rides the rail. Great God, he wrote the song, the great trained fiddle song, the one all fiddle players want to nail. Man, I can see that old man now, bearded mermaid on the bow, riding headfirst into the wind and rain. Precious fiddle in his hand, folks a-waltzing o'er the land, clog dancing up the aisles of glory's train. Seminole say this of death: Fiddle Man crossed over, and now his breath is the wind and breeze that whips the clouds above. The man, not the music, dies. Rest in peace, Sir Chubby Wise, in the key of D, boys, faded love. Thank you, Chubby. Back in the 1920s, a real bad thing happened one day in a little town called Rosewood. And they blamed black people for it. And everybody got out of control. It didn't just last for one night, New Year's Eve. It lasted for a couple of months. And though they only logged a couple deaths, actual deaths there in Rosewood, six or seven, all the black people that lived in that town scattered, and the town became empty. They left and went to all parts of Florida, different parts of Florida, Georgia. And a lot of them met an untimely end in other places, too. If you look in the record books, there were more lynchings in that time in Florida and Georgia and Alabama than at any other time. And a lot of it had to do with Rosewood because it was sort of an open season. Gave people an excuse. And this is a song we wrote. This is our first time doing it here. We want to thank Mr. Jim Bickerstaff for the title of the song. It's called The Old Rope Swing.
Took him down. They left the rope up hanging as a reminder to the town. Stay away from that damn old rope swing. That's what my daddy said. Stay off that side of the river. You'll have bad luck till you're dead. Of course, as kids, we'd never listen. We'd go there every chance we could. Held on to where the man's neck was. The thrill, it felt so good. We'd go flying above the water. At the highest peak, let go. And it felt like God's eternity till we crashed the web below. The tribulations of my childhood are tied up in that old rope. It's the one thing that I remember, everlasting constant hope. I should have listened to my dad, 'cause my life sure ain't been blessed. The warden wants my last request. Warden, take me back to the Swanee, back where the ready birds sing. Took me to that side of the river, took me on that old rope swing. Leave me up for a good 2 weeks, someone will cut me down. And leave that rope swing hanging as a reminder to the town. We go flying above the water, at the highest peak let go. And it felt like God's eternity till I crashed the wet below.
Okay, we're going to do a couple train songs here for you. Where's our engineer? Is she here?
These guys, they're resting.
We'd like to dedicate this song to our good friend Diamond Teeth Mary.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. together, riding on that glory train. Well, Johnny Brown was a blues man. He played the slide guitar. You should have seen him, Jimmy Reed, just to play in the Memphis bar. Lord, he took him down to an old folks' home. He's blind, but in no pain. He's got him a permanent ticket, Lord, to ride the glory. Oh, glory, oh, glory. Riding on that glory train. Leaving for Chicago.
Train. About love. I used to lie beneath that bridge, watch the glory train up above. Now I go there with my darling, she's such a sweetie pie. We make love while the glory train passes in that sky. Oh glory, oh glory, riding on the glory train. Leaving for Chicago, gonna ride in the rain. If you meet me at the station, I won't leave you again. We can go together, riding on that glory train. Mr. Jack Bigelow. An old man, Texas Lord, his glory days was gone. He used to lie watching that sun up in a redneck song. Well, he sang, you boys should have been there. Great God, what a sight to see the glory train a rolling, Lord, beneath the looking back moon at night. Oh glory, oh glory, riding on that glory train. Leaving for Chicago, gonna ride in the rain. If you meet me at the station, I won't leave you again. We can go together, riding on that glory train. All right, Mr. Guitar. Rayford Stark, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, the train hit that station at 7:35, and the passengers all asleep. The conductor was barely alive, but the sound of a lady singing the blues came through the window pane. And there stood Diamond Teeth Mary. Lord, she's a-waiting on the glory train. Everybody. Oh, glory, oh, glory. Riding on the glory train. Leaving for Chicago. Gonna ride in the rain. If you meet me at the station, I won't leave you again. We can go together. train. Yes, we can go together, riding on that glory train.
We told Mr. Billy Dean would give him a good introduction here. I want to say something about Billy. He's one of the greatest guys in the world. He told me he'd play this show every year. Doesn't matter what he's going to do. He's the real thing, people. We're going to wind this up here with a Don Groom song. Every time I do a Don Groom song, somebody sends me a lawsuit, So we even added a new verse to it, so to make it a, send it up to the appellate court, I guess. This was one of the last songs Don ever did, really, at White Springs. We videotaped him doing it right at the very end of the festival. It's on the Florida Folk Festival video that you can get up there. Well, the greatest train that ever run down America's railroad was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back from New York to Miami. You could watch those drivers roll, but the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. Well, people would line the railroad tracks to watch the OBS go by. It made a grown man shiver, the little babies cry. It shook the ground for miles around 50 years ago. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. Give him a little taste, Elan. It took a lot of fine people from all those Florida towns to the lights of New York City. It was the greatest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her. She's diesel to the core. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. But just tonight, for old time's sake, we're going to make that engine whine and bring the Orange Blossom Special riding down this line. Elan is the engineer, and his fiddle is the light. And the Orange Blossom Special stops in White Springs tonight. Give us some more fiddle up here.
Thank you very much. See you next year.
Happy 18th anniversary to Ray and Kayleen. Leatherneck and Stinky, hope you enjoyed the shoals. Meet us at the top of the hill, Spots and the Bee. And no kidding here. We do need to give a big special thanks to Ken and Nancy Buchanan, all of the campground volunteers. Give them a hug. And, this is true too. All over the grounds, you'll see people in bright pink staff shirts. These hardworking characters are from the Division of Historical Resources. Every Memorial Day weekend, they give up their lives to become stage managers, ice delivery boys, technicians, crafts, and food. On Tuesday, they'll all go back to their real jobs as architects, curators, educators, archaeologists, grant managers, preservation planners. You know, there's just a long list of folks, and I guess I either got to read them all or none of them, but, let's read them all. How busy are we? Jane Brightbill, Carol Shepherd, Holly Beasley, Betsy Crawford, Ken Horn, Paul Chamberlain, Dave Farrow, Robin Turner, Randy Van Oss, Steve Oakley, Dan Bracewell, Casey Smith, Lanny Titus, Brent Tozier, Wanda Ritchie, Dave Dickel, Laura Kammerer. Sorry, Laura. And now a real peculiar phenomenon. This is when somebody that nobody in the world besides his mom knows introduces somebody that everybody in the world knows. I don't quite understand the concept, but I'm supposed to introduce Billy Dean. Well, he's the one that's well known. He's had a number one hit, he was a top new male vocalist. He was a song of the year, Grammy nominations, BMI awards, what impresses me about him is that he came to the festival last year. He said he's going to keep coming to the festival. He's become part of our little family and a cherished part. I guess it's a cliche to say that, he's a wonderful guy and a regular person, but he is all of that stuff. And the experience that I've had with him, he just couldn't be a nicer guy. And if you want to shake his hand or have your picture taken with him, he just couldn't be easier to, he's just as regular a fella as you can meet back there. And in a second, he's going to be out here. Yep. I see he's armed and loaded. Billy Dean, you around? Anything in the honeypot? Anything else? Hi, Miss Kathy. Love, Danielle. Congratulations to Sarah, Jessica, David on your graduation. Couldn't agree more. Happy 15th birthday, David. Maureen and Diane, thanks for sharing songs and stories here at the festival. I agree. Been a wonderful festival. I get so tired of country music stars that pose with their guitars. Billy Dean plays real good. He plays real good. Billy Dean.
And bless your heart. I know your voice is, I know that feeling. I've been there so many times. I've had a great couple of days here, me and the kids, and thanks again for having me down, all the great performers, all the great writers, and I just love it, man. Thanks again. Oh, there we go. I like being louder than everybody else. No, just kidding. Oh, that's perfect right there. Well, tonight, I may not do a whole lot of the hits. I want to go back and do some album cuts of mine that I had that are some of my favorite songs, so bear with me. And this is a song about the last Indian head penny that was ever printed out in San Francisco and all the places that it goes. Well, I rode off the Frisco Mint in 1909, the last one they ever made. You should have seen me shine. When I landed on the counter, they gave me to a kid. And making change for a jawbreaker was the first thing that I did. Then I got traded for a pocket knife, two marbles and some string. Yeah, I wound up on a railroad track, waiting for a train. I got snatched up by a hobo and then turned right into wine. Pitched up against the wall at least 1,000 times. And round the penny goes and round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. Well, I got stolen from a banker by pretty boy Floyd, and then they gave me to a farmer who was trying to save his land. And I was good luck to a soldier back in World War II, but he lost me in a poker game the day the war was through. I got stuck behind the backseat of a 51 Chevrolet, and I was spare change in the 60s and getting worthless every day. And now it's piggy banks and gum machines and occasional wishing wells, or just laying on some barroom floor, Indian heads or tails. And round the penny goes and round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. Oh, but you see, I'm a pretty lucky penny, 'cause it happens every time. And just when I start feeling lost and left behind, some kid will pick me up and then he'll wonder where I've been. He'll put me in his pocket, and here I go again. And round the penny goes, and round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you all the places that I've been. Thank you. Well, it seems like it eats up most of my time. It does the same for most mankind. But you meet some nice folks standing in line, and that's what I like about love. Well, it's a good intention and it's a bad excuse. It's a tire swing and a hanging noose. It'll tie you down, it'll cut you loose. And that's what I like about love. And that's what I like about it. There ain't no room for those who doubt it. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you do without it. Yeah, that's what I like about love. It's Barbie dolls and it's baseball bats and it's hot dogs on the grill out back and it's several shoes on a welcome mat. That's what I like about love, and that's what I like about it. There ain't no room for those who doubt it. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you do without it. And that's what I like about love. You see, it's a blanket when the wind gets cold, and it's a walking cane when you're growing old, and it's the best part of every story that's told. And that's what I like about love, and that's what I like about it. There ain't no room for those who doubt it. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you do without it. Hey, but that's what I like about love. That's what I like about love. Thank you. I wrote this song a couple of years ago. Something that I've been working on for a long time and still haven't gotten it right yet, but it's a good story. Something my dad taught me a long time ago. Was sitting on the porch swing with a book in his hand, and he stared at my earring and at my tattoo. He smiled and just shook his head and he said, "It's good to see you." Well, he chose his words carefully, 'cause it was hard for me to come, and he knew I had a temper, yeah, and where I got it from. So I waited for the sermon, the one I knew so well, but this time he wasn't preaching about heaven or hell. He said a real man knows the value of a woman. A real man has got nothing to prove. He's strengthened by love and the Lord up above. So do the best that you can to be a real man. Well, could it be that I saw just a glimpse of his soul? Or maybe losing mama had just taken its toll. So he gave me his Bible, stained with tears he had cried. And I opened up the cover where he wrote inside. It said a real man knows the value of a woman. A real man has got nothing to prove. He's strengthened by love and the Lord So do the best that you can to be a real man. Do the best that you can to be a real man.
Thank you.
I want to do one song you all know, just out of pure tribute to the guy that had a lot of influence on my music. And I was walking around today, and I thought, man, it would be nice if a couple of these songs were ringing out through the trees today. Get just a little more guitar, if you don't mind, Jim. Appreciate it. Maybe a little more vocal. Just a hair. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Thank you. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I just won't make it any other way. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. And Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. And there's been hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines and pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Jesus, you gotta help me make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. Lord, and I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. I thought I'd see you one more time. There's just a few more things coming my way this time. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you far and rain.
Thank you. About 6 or 7 years ago, I made friends with a guy that I've admired his songwriting and singing for a long time. He was the lead singer and songwriter for the group Bread. His name's David Gates. He wrote If and Make It With You and all those. In fact, he had a great story, man. He came home after Make It With You was out on the radio and a big hit. He came home, and his mom had told the newspaper that her son was coming home. You know, she was proud and everything. And so they wrote in the Society column, Mrs. Gates' son, David, from the group Bread, is returning home, and everyone's proud of him. He's celebrating a number one song called Naked With You. Right in the Society column. That was pretty funny, man. Anyway, we wrote this song together. Let me get this guitar up. I'm here. There we go. Let me have a little bit more of that. A little bit more. Thank you. This is about loving and losing and taking something positive away with you from that experience. He only made a few, and by the way she flew, I guess I always knew I couldn't hold her. But still I'm satisfied with the way I tried, and what I felt inside I always told her. And without her I never would have tasted true love. I never would have known what it's made of. When she put her arms around me, it felt like she crowned me with glory somehow. She was the light. And it still surrounds me now, leaving me to live and love another day. And every tear I cried, every ounce of pride, the part of me that died was part of learning. And the chances are that she's flown too far. Still inside my heart, a candle's burning. And I know when an angel like her has come and gone, it makes it real hard just to move on. When she put her arms around me, it felt like she crowned me with glory somehow. She was the light
it still surrounds me now, leaving me to live and love another day. Another day, she was the light that found me, and it still surrounds me now, leaving me to live and love another day.
Thank you. Man, I need a little more guitar. A lot more guitar. Thanks. It's not going up. Sorry. There you go. Thanks, man. I just wrote this, too. I love trying out new material on you guys because you're so attentive and... And that's real. I tell you, that's the best compliment you can ever pay singer-songwriter is listening to their words, because it's 10% inspiration and 90% sweat. Songwriting is. So I appreciate it a lot. Thanks. This is about a real woman. I used to run in all the wrong circles, hanging out with the in crowd, chasing empty dreams. I've done some things didn't always make her proud. She still loves me. She still loves me. Mom, if you're out there, this is for you. I'll have a million good intentions, and I might follow through on one. But with all she's heard me say I'll do, and all I've left undone, she still loves me. She still loves me. And God, I think somehow she sees me just the way you do. She overlooks the flesh that's weak and sees the heart that's true. She inspires me to be a better man. And lets me know just the way I am. She still loves me. Well, when I'm wrestling with these demons that rage inside my head, she just wraps her arms around me, and she smiles that smile that says she still loves me. She still loves me. And God, I think somehow she sees me just the way you do. She overlooks the flesh that's weak and sees the heart that's true. She inspires me to be a better man and lets me know just the way I am. She still loves me. She still loves me. She still loves me. Try this because he's my neighbor down in Apalachicola, and he was here last year, and I used to do a lot of his songs, and I'll save it as a prize. Find the key first. How old do you think I am? He said. I said, well, I don't know. He said, I just turned 65 about a month ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down. This old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone else around, Lord, but this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironside on TV, uninvited. He sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs and little children and watermelon wine. He ever had a drink of watermelon wine, he asked. And I didn't think much about it. No, I didn't answer back. He said there ain't but three things in this old world worth a solitary dime. That's old dogs and little children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. And God bless the little children while they're still too young to hate. He said, I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and little children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. saw the bartender. He was picking up change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and little children and watermelon wine. Forgot some of the words there. But Tom T writes too many verses, you know? No. I was traveling through north Michigan, and I was listening to an old classic country radio. We got some Michigan folks here, huh? Yeah. Well, this is not the place to be this time of year. Your home's the place to be. No. Actually, it is the place to be all year round. But anyway, I was listening to this old classic country station, and this triggered something in me because they were playing this old Merle Haggard song, and I was listening to the lyric, and I realized what a spoiled American I am. I was realized I was such a poor patriot. And, you know, I'm always bitching about something, it seems like. So I got to thinking about it. My dad was a World War II veteran and lost two brothers in World War II. And I just wanted to do this song and take this moment to thank all the veterans out there from the bottom of my heart, all of you who've served in our country, whether you fought or not. It's a powerful thing. And what was it? Eli did something the other day, and boy, it just ticked me off. And I realized that he's dealing with the same kind of spoiledness that I am. And we got to talking a little bit about it. A lot of people paid a big price to get to do what we got to do this weekend. And I thank you. And I want you to know that my kids will have respect for that as they get older. Whether we fight again or not, they'll know about the... I'll tell the story, believe me. But this is... This is the song that kind of made me think about it, and I've been doing it in my shows ever since. I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. It was back before Elvis and the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man would still work and still would. Is the best of the free life behind us now? And are the good times really over for good? I wish Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place to be. It was back before Clinton lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl would still cook and still would. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good? Or are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Is with no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy still last 10 years like they should up in Michigan. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? As Aggard says, so stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Let's stand up for our flag. Let's all ring the Liberty Bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for thank you very much. Appreciate that. I'm going to do one more for you guys about that particular subject. This was a song that I did about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and we had a hit record on it. And, man, everybody was advising me against this song. Don't do it. Don't do it. People, it's too heavy. Nobody wants to hear it. But I don't think so. And they wouldn't even let me do a video on it. I had a great video planned, and they wouldn't let me do it, and I thought, well, you know what, I'm going to sing the song anyway, and we'll let the song be the judge. And it went all the way to, like, number 5 on the chart, so I was glad we did that. It happens to a mother when she is given birth. Her heart is filled with joy while her body is filled with hurt. She holds the baby close to her despite the pain he caused. But when it comes to love, you don't count the cost. It happens to a soldier fighting for his home. Fear wells up inside him, and yet he still goes on. Even though he knows he may be the next to fall, when it comes to love, you don't count the cost. You don't count the heartaches, you don't count the sacrifice. And all that counts is what you feel inside. It doesn't really matter what is gained or what is lost. It's when it comes to love, you don't count the cost. It happens all around us, each and every day. But someone's giving all they've got for someone else's sake. And if you ever doubt it, just think about the cross. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. You don't count the sacrifice. Yes, and all that counts is what you feel inside. It doesn't really matter what is gained or what is lost, 'cause when it comes to love, you don't count the cost. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. Thank you. They might have to get the hook out here and get me off here, but last night I was just getting started and I had to leave, and I thought, man, I told them tonight, I said, I'm going to wait till I get in that groove, and when I get there and stay for a while, I'll leave. I have to have my little Well, I won't go there, but anyway, I'm going to do this for you. This is this is another James Taylor song. This, I read so much into this song. It's about a guy who was frozen for like over 100 years, and some scientists found him, and they started picking him apart, and I'm sure he was laying up there, you know, frozen in that glacier for all those wonderful, peaceful years, and they brought him out and started studying him and probing him, and I don't know, I just related to the guy somehow, and so I learned the song, and it goes like this. Last thing I remember, it was freezing cold. Water reaching up just to swallow me whole. Ice on the rigging and howling winds. Shock to my body as it tumbled in. My brothers and the others were lost at sea, and I alone have returned to tell thee. Hidden in ice for a century, to walk the world again. Lord, have mercy on the frozen man. Next words that were spoken to me, nurse asked me what my name might be. She was all in white at the foot of my bed. I said, angel of mercy, I'm alive or am I dead? My name is William James McVie. I was born in 1843, raised in Liverpool by the sea, but that ain't who I am. Lord, have mercy on the frozen man. It took a lot of money to start my heart, to paint my leg and to buy my eye. Newspapers calls me state of the art, and the children, when they see me, cry. Well, I thought it'd be nice just to visit my grave and see what kind of tombstone I might have. Saw my wife and my daughter, and it seems so strange. Both of them dead and gone from extreme old age. See here, when I die, make sure I'm gone. Hell, don't leave nothing to work on. You can wave your arms, you can wiggle your hand, unlike myself. And you can wave goodbye to the frozen man. I know what it means to freeze to death, to lose a little life with every breath, to wave goodbye to life on earth and to come around again. Lord, have mercy on the frozen man. Okay, I'm going to do one more and get on out of here. Thank you so much. Just why I'm on this kick, I'm going to stay there. You can play the game. You can act out the part if you know that it's written for you. How can you stand there with your broken heart when you know that you're playing a fool? One thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. Father and mother, sister and brother, and if it feels nice, don't think twice. Sing it with me. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. We got some singers over there. Come on up. Next verse. Okay, I got thrown off by all the pretty singing. Let me go back to the guitar part. That'll bring it back. Okay. Anyway, this is from the record. Okay, you can run, but you cannot hide. This is widely known. How can you stand there with your foolish pride? You're all by yourself alone. I think it's true what they say. Why don't you tell somebody about the way you feel? You can feel it beginning to ease. Sorry, JT. Think it's true what they say about that squeaky wheel. It's always getting the grease. You better to shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Sing it out. Wake up. Things are gonna work out fine if you want. Shower, let it rain. Yeah, let it go. Things are gonna work out fine. You want it. Shower. Shower the people with love. Whoa, whoa. things are gonna work out fine if you only will.
Thanks, God. You don't have to twist my arm. You got it. Thank you. Oh, boy. Thank you so much. Which one? You got it. I'll do you a verse that never made the record on Billy the Kid. And it didn't make it there for a good reason. I'm like Tom T. I write too many verses sometimes. When I was 15, I left my country home, running scared and running wild. I let this old world carve a man out of me from an innocent child. Somehow I lost my way. Lord, I miss those days when I strapped on my holster low across my hips with two Colt 45s and them white plastic grips. Then I'd head west through our neighborhood and they'd say, here comes young Billy and he's up to no good. Rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, and I was shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery, both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. And I miss Billy the Kid, the time that he had, in the life that he lived. And I guess he must have got caught in his innocence lost. I wonder where he is, 'cause I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. It's such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, and I do the best I can. But there is only so much you can do as a man. And I miss Billy the Kid, the time that he had, and the life that he lived. And I guess he must have got caught in his innocent loss. I wonder where he is, 'cause I miss Billy the Kid.
I'll I'll do one more, and then I definitely better go before that. We're having a little finale. There's some folks coming up after me, and I just love this song so much. This is me to a T. In the middle of late last night, I was sitting on a curb. I didn't know what about, but I was feeling quite disturbed. A street sweeper came whistling by. He was bouncing every step. It seemed strange how good he felt, so I asked him why he swept. And he said, it's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the rest, and that makes the day for me. I got an uncle that owns a bank, and he's a self-made millionaire. Never had anyone to thank, never had no one to care. It always seemed kind of sad to me, and I asked him why that was. And he told me it's because in my contract there's this clause that says it's my job to be worried half to death, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be different from the rest, and that makes the day for me. I've been lazy most all my life, writing songs and sleeping late. And any manual labor I've done was purely by mistake. The street sweeper can smile, and I've got no right to feel upset. But sometimes I still forget until these lights go on and the stage is set. And this song hits home, and I feel that sweat. It's my job to be better than the rest, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be different from the rest, and that makes the day for me. It's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job, and without it I'd be less than what I expect from me. I love you guys. Thanks.